Oh my God. It's fucking Christmas Eve right now. Everybody should be joyful. I think Paul Finns is. He can't stop chowing down on whatever he's got going on over there. Stancil, he claims he's in a bad mood. I think he's just playing a fucking trick on people.
Yeah, nope.
Terrible mood. Fuck Christmas. Fuck God. Jesus isn't real. Fuck God.
What's
no, I'm
on?
In a terrible mood. I don't
Dude,
even
I don't
really
don't
even get me
mood.
Started today. Let's just
what's
try
going
to
on with you? What's going on with you over there? That's
I'm done. I'm done with everything. Done
Why?
With everything.
How come?
I don't know. I'm just done. I think it's the terrible holiday season, and I have zero faith. Any faith in humanity I've left is gone. I'm done. I'm done with this country. I'm done with everybody in it. I'm done with everything. If my dogs, as soon as my dogs die, I'm buying a boat and you'll never see me again.
Okay, but why not buy the boat a few years before they die? That way you're ready to go.
I don't have any money. I live in a fucking garage on top of it.
Yeah, but that's many years down the road, Stancil. You can't be planning ahead for disappearing
sure
way
I can.
In the future. You got to be happy for what's going on now. You got people making
happy.
Pictures of you.
Look, happy about
you
what?
Got,
I can't even go on vacation. You can't do anything. I got to wear a mask everywhere you go.
No,
you
don't.
Can't do anything. You can't meet people. You can't go to bars. You can't go to restaurants. You can't fucking do anything. What's the point of being a fucking live? And nobody, everybody just going along with it. I'm fucking done. I'm done with it. Not your guys' fault, but I'm done with
it. I kind of agree with you, but I'm not getting into that fucking Nego prison of everything sucks right now.
Well, that's the thing, Paul. And that's a great point, Paul, because that's kind of what I've been leaning towards is just stop caring.
Yeah.
But that ends when it affects my life and my life sucks and I can't go on vacation again. Same thing I just said, you can't do anything. So it's nice. And I'm not saying you, Paul, I'm saying
no, I know.
Nice
I know you're just
it's
saying
nice
everybody
comfortable. It's nice when you're comfortable and you have a family and you have stuff and whatever, but
that's great. It's great.
Or you're just a fucking sheep and you just go along with, oh yeah, man.
Oh, I can't wait to put on a mask.
I'm done.
Hey,
I'm done.
Where's
I'm
your
done
mask?
With it all. I don't, I'm done with the USA. Fuck the USA. I gave them a chance to make it right. They fuck themselves. So fuck this country. Fuck China. I'm a mercenary. I'm on my own. I'm self-sovereign. I don't align with any country anymore. I'm doing whatever the fuck I want. And I can't wait to disappear.
Now, Stancil, you know there's a new year right around the corner. You can have a fresh
that
start.
That don't mean shit.
Yeah, it's a number. It's a number.
I fucking hate New Year's people, dude.
Worse.
I'm just saying. It may be a jump start. You know, you could be like, you know what? We're going to do things different this year. You don't have to be so down and out.
Yep, I was going to lose weight, but now I don't even fucking care. What's the point? What's the point of losing weight? You can't meet anyone. You're not allowed to talk to anyone in public. Who gives a fuck? Just give me my little $600. Let me buy a fucking a half pound of Coke, and maybe I'll lose weight that way. Maybe that's what I'll do.
If you don't buy a half a pound of Coke with that $600,
you can get a half
you don't
a
have
pound
a
of Coke
funny
for
bone
$600.
You probably get an HP for $600.
I can take you to fucking Good. Juarez and get you a half a fucking pee for $600.
That may be the only way I lose weight.
Why should you take a trip to a really shitty city in Mexico?
No,
maybe...
traveling's gay, dude. Are you guys really big travel guys?
No. That's not traveling.
That's a chick thing, bro. That's chick
going to Juarez. Like, no, chicks don't go to Juarez, Mexico. They get kidnapped. But I believe that if Stancil goes to a really shitty city somewhere and just enjoys himself, you know, like a different fucking culture down there.
Yeah, it's not a resort place.
You don't just go to Juarez.
Yeah, too bad I have to get tested and show my papers when I get on a plane, show my papers when I get off a plane, and then worry about what.
Have you traveled?
I got to take time off of work because I went on a plane.
I've been on so many fucking planes this year, and I haven't once filled out any fucking paperwork. I hop on and I get off.
I don't know. Everything I looked at has all these directions. Not
even
fucking worth going.
They're telling you that so you won't fly. But they're really
okay. Well, then I don't
want
to fly.
They're
going to
check. Are they going to check? Are they going to check everybody's paperwork and then get off the plane?
I think you got me to what my point overall point of getting to. I give up. They win. You win. You win. The world is over. We'll never
they
take
don't
mass
win,
off.
Jimmy.
Again.
You just you
we'll
just
never be. No, they won. I'm done.
No,
I can't
dude. That you just don't
you
feed into
I'll
it.
I'll just live in a garage and hopefully fucking end up hanging from this ceiling at some point. Done.
I hope you built it out. What kind of screws did
guess.
You use?
Yeah,
what kind of screws did you use?
Could those studs hold your weight?
I use those. Yeah, I'm gonna have to. I'll figure
I
out.
I think you're going to have to get one of those big hooks you get for like a punching bag.
Yeah. You're going to have to go through one of your like one of your cross beams up there.
Yeah.
One of those drill. Cranes they use yeah. to like when you catch like a shark.
Drill right through your cross
you're
beam.
You're in the net. It's like yeah. a hammock.
Run a
It'll be me on a wharf
that.
In a black and white photo. It'll just yeah. be me hanging and like old fishermen pointing at me.
No, yeah, I'll just be a 60-year-old guy just next to you, like, huh?
I'll be like, oh, there's that edgelord right there.
Yeah, Jim, you gotta just don't even.
Not edgelord. This is my life.
Just don't feed into it. Don't wear the fucking mask. Go travel. Live your life, dude.
I agree, Paul. That's my main thing. That's what I've been trying to do, but you can't. It's too much. It's too much.
It's really not.
Really,
you know what's easy? Just going about your daily life. I was literally just talking to Ski, not what, 3 hours ago on the phone.
Yeah.
And we were, and I was talking to him about how people, like, I was like, hey, what are you doing for Christmas? He goes, oh, I'm going to my girl's parents' house, which I expected. They're Italians. I'm sure they're doing a nice big spread, bunch of people.
Huge.
It's exactly what I'm doing, going to my father's house, the Italian side. Same thing every holiday. Same thing as Thanksgiving. Bunch of people. No one gives a fuck. Same shit. Just live your fucking life. Don't wear the mask. Fuck that shit. Don't get the stupid
vaccine. My family's gay sheep. My family, they're not even doing anything.
You're gonna have to fill my mom.
I'm the oldest male in my family by blood, and they're all fucking women. So they just go along with whatever they're reading and fucking on fucking whatever.
Well, fuck them.
Done with it.
Here's what you do. You got to attempt to pill them. You got to give them all the deets because it's just common sense, but they're so fucking indoctrinated, like you said, that they just believe all the whatever. Oh, it's super COVID in England now.
Oh my god, a new strain.
You just said that's what I'm giving up on. That's what
I hate talking about it. I muted the word COVID, election, and coronavirus on my Twitter just so I don't see it. I've had enough, dude. Just
and thinking
don't.
A lot about it. The more you think about it, the more fucking retarded it is.
Correct.
The more you see
retarded.
Let me ask you a question.
It's a path of no return. There's no coming back from this. It's already been too long.
Let me ask everybody here a question.
It's over.
If this was so bad, picture this. You're in your life. You're in your fucking sick-ass garage that you made up. If you didn't have a computer, your cell phone.
Having a nice garage. It's like having a nice room in hell.
There's nothing wrong with a garage.
Picture you just threw
away
your phone and your computer, and you just went to work and lived your life. You wouldn't even know there was a fucking quote-unquote
pandemic. Yeah, sure I do,
because
I had to wear a mask at work so I can keep collecting a paycheck.
Oh, true. You got to bounce off.
And I deal with the public at work all day. And nobody cares. And
I'm sure
never
you
been
get
sick.
A lot of funny
of my staff has been sick.
Funny COVID jokes from people. That's pretty crazy out there, isn't it?
Dude, I can count on one hand how many people I know who have COVID who have also had the flu. I thought they were going to die from the flu. This COVID, it didn't do shit to them.
Let's just keep it moving. I can't.
I agree. I didn't want to go down this path. I just now.
It's easy, dude. Sometimes I'll get fired up and be like, what is going on in this?
Let me change gears. I was originally planning earlier this week when I was in a better mood. I was planning to do the whole show as Jimmy Durante, the great singer of Christmas carols. I was just going to talk like this the whole show. I'm a bell-nosed drunk.
Poor Paul. Can somebody send Victor Martha the link, please?
I could do it.
I could do it on Twitter. Is he listening? Okay.
Yeah. He's
yeah,
in
Vic,
the chat
Vic,
right
go
now.
On Twitter. I'll send it to you right now.
Get him in here.
He says, what's up, Fagolinis? Everyone is protected now. So even these
it's Christmas, dude. We got to get all the boys. I just wanted to say I love each and every one of you, especially you two and me. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys.
Dude, this has just been, and seriously, to get gay for a moment, Victor, I just DM'd you the invite, this has been so fucking fun, dude. Honestly, everything we've been doing and all that shit. There's people that just haven't left their house and are actually afraid of this fucking thing. And they're just inches away from killing themselves or overdosing. And we've just been crushing it the whole fucking year, making the best of it.
Exactly.
For sure.
That's all
for
I
sure.
want to say.
And you, hey, the look, only, we're just getting started. Sorry, we're just getting started.
Exactly.
The fucking studio's done.
There's a lot to be grateful for. It could be way worse, brother. Not to be like a trope, but seriously, it could be. You know, we're crushing it compared to some people.
Stancil, think about it. I mean, out of everyone on the show, you're the most talked about person from the show on Twitter. I mean, people always want to know what the fuck you're doing, what you're up to, what shows you're on. People love tragedy.
Speaking of that, Jimmy, are you the new announcer for the Wet Spot? I didn't watch the episode. How did that go? Your little competition. I haven't seen it.
Okay, yeah, good. Nice. I like that. Nice change of gears. I didn't want to talk about it too much on our sports show yesterday or whenever we did that because I was saving it for this show. First, let me say yes. To get gay, very gay and put a dick in my ass.
Let's get gay.
Thank God. Thank you, Ski, for making this little network we have. Thank you to the people who perennially or often weekly listen. Literally this, among very few other things, is what's kept me from not hanging from the ceiling. So thank you, everybody who listens. Thanks, Ski. Now we get that faggot shit out of the way.
Yeah, hell yeah. Shout out to all
yes,
the fans.
So we're on the
all the fans too, man. Yeah, and besides, like after we started this, man, what have we had? 4 secret shows now.
Yeah,
I mean, it's fucking fantastic.
Four.
People are coming out of the woodwork. They want to see comedy. Well, fuck what's going on out there. If the clubs aren't open, we could just do shit in the backyard. People are coming out because people are going to do whatever they want to do. And that's see comedy and laugh and have fun with a friend.
For sure. And not even just... Go ahead, Jeremy.
No. It's to that point, honestly, it might sound sad, but it's the fucking truth. That Twitter friends and family here that have, you know, met in real life. Yeah, I thank those guys too for fucking getting me
just to make a point.
It's nice to see like-minded people.
Tony says, I have a coffee mug and t-shirt with your face and name on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. See? Look at the first
smile. It's great what's going on out here.
Infamous.
Tony made me smile.
Tony's
but yeah, we're on the me and Mead were on the wet spot Monday on Compound Media. We went down, and again, that kind of started my week of hell because we went to go to Sullivan's at
and
seven,
guess what?
You know,
Sullivan's is closed. Oh, you gotta sit outside. But wait, it's 30 degrees. It's fucking freezing.
No, they didn't even have outside seating when we got there around 7, and they were closed, no outdoor seating, nothing.
Just shut down.
Jack Doyle's down the street, same thing.
You can't go to fucking Compound and not hit Sullivan's. I mean, it's a trademark.
So we went around the corner. I searched. The only place open is Lucy's Cantina right next to the garden. And they have I don't know. I know it's fucking cliche and fucking hack at this point, but literally their outdoor seating was probably more insulated than their indoor seating. I'm not even
exaggerating. Fucking crazy. And I don't want to get back into this, but it doesn't make any fucking sense.
But yeah, so anyway, but yes, the show was, I don't know, we had a great fucking time.
Who won?
I don't know.
Who won?
I didn't even know we were competing until after the show started. I thought we were like co-hosting together.
Yeah, so it was supposed, it was,
I guess, judging by the polls, I won, I guess.
Originally, it was going to be you versus Mead and me versus Mark Random. You know, it was going to be a whole racketeer thing. And I got to thinking about it, and I was like, I don't want to face Mark Random and a speaker off. For me, it's just not a good look. So I love Mark Random. I do. But, like, I don't know. So I was like, why don't you just have these two on? Because it's going to make it way more fun if they're on the mic more. And that's exactly what happened. After watching the show, like, Stancil, you are an announcer.
Jim is that job is made for him. When Chrissy tweeted out who should be the next, when she said,
great,
I'm gonna, when she said who should be the next wet spot host, immediately I was like, psh, at Jim Stancil.
Yeah,
I mean, that job is made for you, bro.
Yeah,
you did. You were, I mean, you basically did it on the dating show. You basically did that. I mean, I know Figs was doing it too.
Not even that. I was born into it like Bane. I grew up with my, my wrestling federation that I recorded and did all the announcing for. I had used to have my talk boy where I would go around and interview things. I had a show called Galaxy Talk in middle school with my cousin where we would discuss if homework should exist.
Dude, that's awesome.
Really, technically, but even though I've only been officially doing this for whatever 7 months, I was molded by it.
I was thinking about that last night.
But that was fun. Thank you, Chrissy, for having us. That was fucking a blast.
I was thinking about y'all's very first appearance on Ski Mask and how insane it was and how far you and Mead both have come since that first appearance, man.
It came great. About 20 pounds farther.
Like I didn't want to come on the sports show the other night because I'm not bullshit when I say it's my favorite podcast to listen to. Like, it's fucking hilarious. I love listening to it. Fans, I love yours too, but I mean, I gotta laugh sometimes, you know. Like, you're just like more like, you know, for the serious
thanks. I guess I'll go fuck myself.
No, we could do that later.
Yeah, fuck me if anything. Help me out.
Yeah. We're trying to get the guy fucking stop hanging himself is what we're fucking doing over here, Vince.
Sorry. Excuse me.
Rilo says Stancil claws. What do you think about that?
Stancil claws.
Too short.
Yeah, too
short. Hair's too dark, too short.
What do I bring?
The ribs. The funny. Epsilon,
might have a McRib tequila. I might get McDonald's. We usually have a full Italian, 7 fishes. And by the way, because this pissed me off too, because Gino talked about it in hot water the other day, and he was talking about 7 fishes, and he started with shrimp cocktail and crab cakes.
Excuse me?
Fucking hack. Yeah, he disgusted me. That's not even real Italian. That's some fucking, I'm too mad. No, the real 7 fishes. The smelts, the aioli, which is the pasta with the anchovy sauce, the stuffed calamari, the, what else do we got?
Let's see.
Paul, you're Italian.
I know.
The real deal.
I'm drunk and a little high right now, so I'm blanking, but I will have it. Hold, please.
Well, whatever. There's four more. The point of it is if you include shrimp cocktails and shit you buy over the counter and your seven fishes, you're not a real Italian. You're a fucking, you're American Italian. You're a faker. Fuck you, Gino.
Yeah, Gino, you're a fraud. Gino, you're a fraud. You're not a real Italian. Said right here. Clip it, cut it, tweet it.
Yep. Yeah, all right, ready? Here it is. There's no shrimp cocktail anywhere, which is an excellent appetizer for Christmas. And when I go to my father's tomorrow, there will be shrimp.
Well, look, shrimp cocktail's an excellent appetizer any time of the day.
That's just a little bonus. So we got marinated chovies, wild sea bass soup, fish tatare, seafood pasta, baked fish, grilled fish, and then fish with roasted fennel and olives. Those are the seven fish.
Roasted fentanyl?
All the Italian. Yeah, fentanyl fish.
Count me in for that.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Dude.
I'll have the roasted fentanyl.
Hand on my haddock. Yeah, dude. Yeah, shrimp cocktail. That's like a trailer park Italian.
We have it for my fish. Dumb uncle, not by
we
blood.
We have a fillet of fish, shrimp cocktail, Long John Silver's, you know, all the seven fish.
Some cod in a box. There's four slabs of cod.
Frozen salmon. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Fens, what about lobster rolls? BT wants to know about lobster rolls.
Fuck no. That's, again, it's a good appetizer or side dish, but it's not
lobster rolls. I'm starting to see a fucking a trend here. Shellfish are not part of the seven fishes.
Don't get me started on lobster rolls either.
I'm not a fucking dude. I'm from Boston, and that's like our shtick. And I'm not a big lobster.
It's trash.
Roll.
I'm not a lobster fan. Lobster sucks.
Lobster's okay.
Whoa! Lobster is my favorite food. I'm saying lobster.
Chill. No. It's okay at best.
It's rubbery. It blows. It's
what are you talking about?
There's no flavor. You gotta.
You have those rock lobsters. You gotta get a New England
butter. Just get any fucking flavor out of
there. Is
they used to serve it to prisoners for a reason.
There is no flavor, Jim.
You're throwing
used to serve it to prisoners for a reason.
Yeah, they gave it to the state prisoners.
First of all, you lived in Texas. You were eating like rock lobsters, which aren't even real lobsters, like the fucking
first
Haitian
of all,
lobster.
We don't eat
second
that
of all,
bullshit.
You don't put butter with lobster. That's for fucking landlubbers and gavones and fat.
How do you eat your lobster?
You don't eat
Jim.
Butter with lobsters.
Jim, run me through because I've never seen
you
someone
crack
eat
a lobster. And eat it. The taste of the sea is all you need. You don't need fucking.
I was
butter
just gonna say, without butter, it just tastes like low tide. It just tastes like how you taste when you're in the ocean.
That's how it tastes. You put enough butter on shit, you can eat it. So then you don't like lobster. You like butter.
There's no taste. There's
it's
nothing
tasteless.
Like.
And I'm from New England, man. I'm from the heart of it.
I've never put butter on lobster. I've been eating it my
yes,
whole life.
Yes, you have.
I'm saying that's
child.
How people. That's what the.
My mom was a nurse. Used to embarrass me and send it back. She said, oh, you can take this away because she didn't want us. So I was conditioned because she was a nurse and like wouldn't even let us have it on the table. But I ate it anyway, and it tastes better. The taste of the ocean. You taste the salt, the sweetness of the lobster. If you put butter on lobster, you just like butter. You don't like lobster.
I feel like you can get any fish out of the ocean and cut it open and taste the
ooh,
sea.
Yo, hold on. Kish made a great point. Shellfish is anti-J. Perfect Christmas fare. That's a great point.
Ooh, yes.
Maybe that's why I love great shrimp point. Cocktail and oysters and all. And fucking
yeah, fun. All that stuff's very delicious. Very anti-J food.
I love fucking seafood. But I will say this. Lobster is pretty tasteless. It tastes like you're in the ocean up to your nipples and you're just breathing. That's what it tastes like.
On a good, hot, warm summer day.
You know what got me nostalgic, which is really weird, is since I got the tooth yanked, I had to do a week of salt water rinses. Like five times a day, I just pour salt and water and swish it out. And the taste of salt water made me miss the ocean so fucking much, dude. And now it's like, are the beaches going to be open next summer? Were they open this last summer? I can't even remember.
They were kind in and out. Yeah, but I mean, everybody has
didn't go once.
Anyway, you don't have to go to the main shore.
I was just tanning in my backyard and going to pools, dude. Tanning. I was full white trash. Yeah. Jimmy, do you tan? Like lay out?
I don't think Jimmy has to tan.
Kinda. Yeah, kinda
well,
was.
Well, no, he has to get that dye.
No. Paul's not. I am conscious of being tan because I know I look better when I'm tan because dark is slimming.
Yes.
But I more so just try to do things outside and leave my skin. I used to when I was a beautiful boy, as you've seen that picture. When I was like that, I would like actually lay out.
That's what I do in the summer, but I mean,
throw in a hot cast and lay out for an
exactly.
hour.
Exactly. This is my version of laying out. I'll go on my porch. I'll be naked except for like halfway up my thighs, Speedo bathing suit. Lather up with fucking tanning oil, and I'll just sit there drinking beers and smoking, listening to a cast of music.
You lather yourself up or somebody else do it?
No, I lather myself up.
Self-sufficient. Yeah. I like that.
Yep. Did you
rely on my wife?
To,
what do you want
to
rely
Victor?
On a woman? You out of your fucking mind?
No.
Drop my phone and all that. Madness.
Would you let Chick Man Joan lube you up so you can get a sunburn?
I would absolutely let Chick Man Joan lube me up so I don't burn. I burn like a fucking
Yeah, she would be lubing you up with SPF 800, dude. I wear SPF 4 tanning oil.
I wear SPF 70. SPF 70 is the only thing that keeps
me from not burning. SPF 4 banana, whatever the fuck it's called, tanning oil. That is Polyfence's
recommendation. I don't even do that. You gotta, I wish Mead was here. I literally bought a thing of literally tanning butter with zero SPF.
Hell yeah, that's fucking gangster. When we were in New Hampshire. I do a little bit just to make myself feel better. Like, I'm still probably getting sun cancer. 100 proof.
Cheers.
This is what, this is, boys.
Hey, here's to Jesus. Happy birthday.
Yeah,
happy, here's to, happy 2053rd birthday, Jesus.
Here's to that story those Jews made up.
Yep, those stinking, rotten, you know what?
Here's to that guy. Here's that person who was Muslim and also didn't exist.
Now, Steve Sullivan
fuck
says,
Christmas, fuck God.
Chill. I'm going to church tomorrow morning. How dare you?
Steve Sullivan says, you lather yourself up to get the boys over. Is that what's going on?
Steve Sullivan's a good egg. Shout out to him.
Is that stuttering Steve from Seattle? Stuttering Seattle Steve?
Probably. Yes.
Fuck
the one
you,
always
Steve.
Tries to make me a
fuck
blue
you game. And your sports teams, you fucking fat faggot.
Richard, we just got notified that Mead thought the show was at 7. So we have the link over to him now, and hopefully he'll be joining soon. We sent it to Victor. He said he was making a cocktail. That was 10 minutes ago. It must be some cocktail. He's
Victor
probably a slot machine.
Easily distracted.
Yeah, he has ADD and he loves uppers, so it's like quite the combination of never staying on one task. I could see Victor, like, if Victor didn't do so well for himself and like whatever crazy scam job he does to have that much money and go gambling, he would definitely be like taking, he'd definitely be taking apart CD players in a fucking one bedroom somewhere with the blinds would be all disheveled from like looking out them. But you know,
when he sits in for Mead on Sports Mask, he has like four different outfits.
Yeah, dude, he's nuts.
Mustaches and glasses and back. He can't. Yeah, God bless.
I think it's fair to say that I brought the mustache back, dude. There's been a lot of people having stashes or trying them out. And I love it. I love to see it, dude.
I got some stuff.
What do you got?
He's a fucking guest.
Fuck him.
Well, yeah, I figured there's no guest. Well,
these Texas guys, you can't trust them except for Coop DeMain. Shout out to Coop DeMain, dude.
Yeah, he is a good egg.
He rocks.
You know what? We could stay on brand. This is a quick one, but I don't know if you guys get a chance to listen to. Well, we made. I'm a Patreon. I listen to Misery Loves Football, and Kevin
said.
Yes,
I listen to every episode.
Today he should be. He's going to try to release an MLC with his family. Very special.
I didn't hear that.
Christmas. It was at the end. I literally just finished.
Okay. I didn't listen all the way.
He said he's going to try to do one. I think it was actually his wife's idea. So that's basically all I had to live for.
She's really came around. Remember when it was like in the early days when Kev didn't want his family involved at all and his wife didn't really like the shows or anything? Now she's like all about it.
Fuck it. If Ski's going to. Yeah.
Light up, dude. Light those fucking sticks up.
Just bought this for Christmas.
Oh, Stanton's got a pack of Reds.
Why not? Who cares? Again,
who gives a fuck?
Dude, you know what I ordered yesterday? A Marlboro Red duffel bag. That's right.
I used to have a sleeping bag that my dad got with his Marlboro Miles. It was a nice red one. I remember going to summer camp with it, and that thing fucking ruled.
I got a smaller bag. I got an ammo bag that keep my ammo in. I got a Marlboro ammo bag.
Do they still do Marlboro Miles? There's no way.
No. All this shit's very vintage, so you got to
because I smoked for like 14 years, and I never saved one pack, like a little UPC, whatever you need. And
now
that would have been unfortunate if I missed out on like a pool table or something.
It just comes with a picture of a dying baby now.
Where'd you get that sleeping bag? That's so cool. I got it from my dad. Oh, how's he doing? Oh, he's dead. Lung cancer.
My dad's not a pussy. He's been smoking since he's 10. He's going to be 61.
Yeah.
He's going to be 61. No, he is 61.
I
51 years of smoking, that motherfucker's just gone.
I fully
dude.
Subscribe. There's some kind of threshold that if you get past, you basically can live indefinitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, my grandma's 97, ladies? And like she's been the same. My grandma's 97, and she's been the same person for the last 15 years.
Yeah, they don't change the routine. No. Once you start like, I'm going to get healthy, that you just drop dead. Your body's not built for
done.
That. Whatever trajectory you were on since you, probably hit like your mid-20s, 30s, you better keep going because that shock will kill you, dude.
Exactly.
I guess. Wow. Thanks.
You ever see those triathletes drop dead and shit? And then Nana's live till 110, drinking every night and smoking fucking Virginia Slims.
Nana's get after it.
My dad's in the chat. He says, Merry Christmas, boys.
Oh, shout out to Tommy Shack.
Wow. Government names. Very nice.
Yeah, just Tom Shack.
I was going to call him Mr. Mask. Thank you, Mr. Mask.
It's not a government name. Not a government name. When you quit smoking, you get the cancer, Steve Sullivan says. Yeah, ball cancer.
Fuck, I quit smoking. God damn it.
Yeah, you're going to have cancer. You're going to have testicular cancer, man.
Smoke that long and stop is when you have problems.
Can I talk about
No.
I mean, you can talk about whatever.
No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Talk about whatever you want. It's Christmas. I'm grabbing
I don't know. I figure I'd buy time for our guest, who's hopefully.
Man, fuck's our guest?
I tweeted this earlier the other day, but I don't know. It's not really Christmas related, but somebody posted something about Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And I know this is, I'm not the first person to say this, but really, like, Grandpa Joe is just the biggest piece of shit in cinematic history. If you really break it down. So first of all, the guy doesn't get out of bed and makes his family bring him food for years on years. And then the only reason he eventually gets out of bed is because his grandson wins a prize. So he springs out of bed. And then fast forward, all he does the whole time is try to get the kid kicked out.
Yep.
Everything was the grandpa. The grandpa tried to fuck him up the whole time. That
grandpa's
fucking
asshole. But yeah, you're right. And then when he goes into the bubbles and the grandpa starts floating, he wants him to float right into the
burp,
fucking family.
Johnny, burp!
Shut up,
keep
going. I'm tired of
living. Can I go on record and say that movie stinks?
No,
that movie
blows. No. I want
Willy Wonka sucks. I've seen it so many fucking times. No. I don't like it.
But the balls on Hollywood, the balls on Hollywood to have Johnny Depp play in a new one. Are you kidding me?
I didn't even check out the new one. Fuck that.
I actually watched that for some reason because I love Willy Wonka. It's a classic. Fuck you, Paul. And that movie with Johnny Depp.
I agree with everything you just said about the grandfather.
Atrocious. Yes.
Yes.
Fuck Grandpa Joe. Imagine if you had like a
Grandpa Joe shirt.
Imagine if you had a paraplegic Grandpa Stancil in your house, and he just laid in bed, and you had to live in that garage. And then one day you hit like 150 mil on a scratch ticket, and he's like, "Oh, Jimmy, let's go down to the lottery place and cash it together." You're like,
"Get me walking."
Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah. Fuck Grandpa Joe. Yeah,
fuck him, dude.
Caucasian Hunger says hi, and he's fucking on one today. Yes, I saw this. You broke your table.
Yeah, he's meeting out today.
Right, yes. He's on a rampage. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, Caucasian Hunger?
Yes.
He's been meeting out. I call it meeting.
He's very
just
mad
brewing.
About going shopping. All
Why?
Right, let's see what this fuck is up to.
Is he coming
because,
in?
Because, no, I remember. I followed this.
Boy.
It was, what set him off? Get him on here. I followed the whole thing.
I saw this earlier. Last minute Christmas.
It was Christmas. Yeah, last minute Christmas.
No. It was student debt being canceled because he had to pay all of his.
Oh, that sucks.
I would be so fucking pissed if I was dumb enough to take out student loans, paid them all back, and then immediately they're like, yeah, they were all forgiven.
Victor, I got a bone to pick with you.
I don't want to even get started on that. That's a
10 minutes
thing.
Ago, you said you were pouring a cocktail, but you just hopped on the show and poured your cocktail.
So watched you
what
pour
were you
it.
Really doing?
Liar.
You had to run to my studio.
I don't like liars.
My for real studio.
It's for real, yes.
For real, as you can see.
It's for real, y'all. For real.
Yes, bro, now, where are you tonight? I see you got a microphone set up. You must be in Brooklyn.
This is my PA studio. So this is the I have a big sprawling estate in Pennsylvania that's worth about one third my New York 400 square feet. And
you have a sprawling estate
bigger than that. I'll have everyone know much bigger than 400 square.
It's not. It's a tiny bitch. But
yes, it is
like yourself. It is. But it's. I've got 2,000 square feet in my basement, and I've got 2,000 square feet upstairs.
Why haven't we been invited to this place? Is this where you take the bodies after you lose?
This is a small Italian town in the middle of Pennsylvania. You don't want to come here. I mean, Fenzie could come here, probably.
Wow.
I could get it easy. I don't know about Stancil. He's too Polish.
He is too Polish.
So Stancil was.
He was sticking out
like a sore thumb.
I've driven through the back roads of PA because I drove to Wisconsin in a blizzard for some reason. And strange state. Very, very, very strange. Very scary. We were driving through and there's candles in every single window of every house.
Was it, and it wasn't Christmas?
It was February.
Oh, that's creepy. That's
the Amish.
I don't know. We were going through like the middle of Pennsylvania. The highways were closed, so we had to take like this.
I bet you like the town high school quarterback died in like a DUI. Like everyone was doing it.
That's a badge of honor here. I mean, we lose one of those every fucking 3 months. It's fine.
And the following Friday, just have another guy on the line. No tribute. Right. Man, it happens all the time. Drinking and driving.
You're in rural PA, Vic?
I'm northeastern Pennsylvania, so like it's right on 81, right after the Poconos,
like halfway between Philly and the city in New York City, right?
You have to go upstate, so it's almost as if I was headed towards you a little bit, right?
Oh, okay,
so
you would have to go down.
Yeah, exactly. But I could take 84 straight across. I could take 84 straight to your place, dude.
And then you got the NYC pad.
Yeah. And well, I'm honestly thinking about selling that because I just don't have the money for it. Daddy's been gambling a lot. And also,
gotta get out quick, dude. That real estate's tanking.
Well, this is what's fucking weird. According to a couple people I've been talking to, because my place is a singles place. It's not a couples place. Like, you know, you can't raise a family in that. It's not losing value because all the scumbag losers that their fathers or their mothers put them up, they're still there. They're still living there. Totally. No problem.
Oh, are you talking about like the spoiled Brooklyn kids who have like daddy's credit card?
I fucking love Bed-Stuy.
They weren't fucking talking to like people in Manila on 24/6 support for fucking 2 decades.
I forget what podcast talked about this. I don't want to steal their bit, but dude, those type of people who act like they just survived like the Vietnam War by just living in New York through this pandemic is disgusting.
Oh, like, the fact that they call themselves heroes? Fuck you.
Yeah, dude, banging pots and pans. It's fucking bizarre.
They rioted when it was important. Don't you get it?
Yeah. They remember they were at riots months ago.
They should be rioting now for more fucking money for us and less money for these brown countries. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, that's a fucking. I was so happy. I was clapping for Trump. I didn't even give a fuck, but like.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want the $600. Veto the shit.
Right. What the fuck is all this shit?
That's a third of my rent. That's 1/3 of 1 month. That's literally just barely enough to cover my electric bill, dude. Like,
it's an insult. It's an insult.
It's literally an insult. Exactly.
That's all. 100%. $600.
Right. So, whatever.
Stancil does good for himself. You don't need 600 that bad.
He looks good. He does look good, man. I see you got the pull-up Superman. That's the fucking great. Who did that?
It is good. Who do you
think?
Evil
Sam.
Torelli. Yeah.
It's got to be.
I think that was a Torelli piece.
It's either Torelli or Evil Sam. You flip a coin at this point.
I thought Evil Sam tweeted that.
Did he?
I don't know who
they are. The Photoshop guys that follow all the podcasts are the fucking real
Who wants
heroes.
A blowjob?
Those are the real first responders, dude.
That's awesome.
For real?
What's that?
Gentlemen, I didn't get a chance to say Merry Christmas to you all. Happy New Year.
You said it on Twitter.
Yeah, but I mean here
in front
of
Merry Christmas, bitches. That was pretty disrespectful.
I did. But listen, you know, ski mask has now started. You guys, you have the original, you have offensive, you have the sports mask, and now you're trying to tell people how to fucking eat?
I'm not telling people how to eat. That's a new show. It has nothing to do with me. It just happens to be on my network. That's not me. Yes.
It's one serving. One bag, no matter the size, is one serving. If I open up a fucking family size bag, it's one fucking serving.
You open up a Reese's cup with two cups in it, it's like, this is five servings. You're like, yeah,
what
okay, dude.
What are we doing?
No fucking chance.
I went shopping for the family today because we're having a Guido dinner. We do the seven fishes now. We get sushi. But I picked up
Hold on. What did you just say?
You scum.
We had to ship. Listen, schmaltz is disgusting. Bacala
of course.
Oh, you have another fucking land lover. It's another guy who puts butter on lobster.
Oh, fucking sausage beef, you.
Let me guess. You put butter on
I'm working on some because Paul Fenn's a long time ago said, I'm going to punch you in the dick to somebody. And it was the funniest fucking thing I ever heard in my life.
I think you're referring to I'm going to punch your dick loose.
Yes, I'm going to punch your dick off. I'm going to punch you. Something like that. It was the funniest fucking thing I've ever heard. And I'm trying to come up with something better. So I just said, I'm going to sausage him, which whatever.
Yeah, well,
I'm working on it.
Back to the writing room.
Fuck
dude.
Somebody. Yeah, go back to the writing room in the studio. For real?
Boy, I tell you, my dick is so loose.
Hey, you know speaking of nothing, there's no segue. January 22nd, 23rd in AC is the Comedians of the Compound. Although, not only is it that, I believe there's a bit of a ski mask conglomerate takeover, right? Ski and Victor, I believe we're all heading down there.
We are. Are we working on Al? I could work on Al if you want me to.
Oh, yes. We need that. Well, that's the whole point. To be our driver. Yes.
I'm trying to get Al to.
We're going to be meeting up with Al, I hope.
I called him probably. I called him after that night. You guys talked to him online, which was
so fucking funny, man.
But I'm trying to get him to get the party van. Because he has to actually like swap out with somebody else for the ones where you can stand in. And we just fucking load that fucker up.
Not even a potty bus, a potty van.
No, it's a bus. I'm sorry. It's one of those, you know, with the stripper poles.
You get an Astro van. Like shit brown from like.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to see Al's party van.
Seriously, like there's poor like children's blood on the
wall.
Don't
even mind the blood stains. They're Korean. They're not people. Anyways.
No, where don't do you worry. Go? It's safe. Don't worry.
You're pushing up on him. You're like, can I get something besides Korean? Oh, wow.
Yeah, no. He doesn't
clean up the blood stains. He just puts duct tape over it.
Yeah.
We were going to go down anyway in January. Before this was ever announced, we were planning to go down and do a Big Al episode.
Yes. Yeah, so the fact that this was all coming together at the end of January, it's going to be beautiful, man. It's going to be at the Claridge again, so we could do rooftop show. Claridge.
I'm going to try my hardest.
All the good people watching, listening, come on down. End of January. Let's have be part of it. Fuck it. Well, everybody's invited.
How far is the drive from where you guys are at to AC? Because AC's South Jersey, right?
From New Haven. New Haven is at least four, right?
It was 3 hours for me last time.
Yeah, so it's like two and a half for me. So
that's a 5 to 6 hour drive for the fans. Yes. But
Alex, Caucasian Hunger says, what's the best way to get to AC from Indianapolis? Southwest.
An airplane. No, JetBlue. If you don't fly JetBlue, you're a fag.
JetBlue is expensive.
Exactly, but you pay that extra. You get what you pay
for.
Fuck
that. You're just trying to get somewhere.
Anything but JetBlue since they've been around.
I agree with Fens on this one.
JetBlue is best.
I'd rather they pay a little extra to get rid of the rubby dubs.
You get the leg room. You get the little TV. The fucking
TV. It's like a 2 hour flight. What do you need TV for?
Stewardess. No, right. I'm talking 3 to 6 hour flights. Have you flown from here to fucking Phoenix?
Yeah,
or here
fucking
to
international. Mr.
Yeah,
international.
I've flown
over
from here.
Here
to Texas. There you go.
How boring was your rubby dub flight with no TV?
I downloaded movies on my phone before I got on the plane.
What I like about JetBlue.
Free blue potato chips?
No, what I like about JetBlue is
I brought my own.
You can upgrade for $55, upgrade your seat to the you can be in the first row because there's more leg room. So I do that, and then I feel like I'm in first class.
It's an extra 22 inches, not a big deal. Also, JetBlue doesn't discriminate. There's no first class. Everybody's first class. Other than the front seat's a little better. I feel like I'm in first class. You know what? I've only flown JetBlue, so anytime someone talks about the difference between first class and coach, I don't even know what they're talking about. Because I've only flown JetBlue. I've never seen the difference between the two.
I did fly first class one time to and from L.A. That's a true story. It's true. What's up?
Oh,
God. I didn't. Drinking bleach.
Oh, you're talking. It sounds good. Keep going, Jim. Yeah.
No, that was it. You guys ever actually been in first class?
Yeah. Never. Have you ever jacked off on an airplane?
I've never been, never mind.
Even my corporate, they never send me a first class. Not even
I was saying the jerk off. I've wanted to.
Fly first class unless you're flying it to a different.
No,
country.
I did it.
It doesn't
I
make
did
sense.
It was back before in my younger days. Back then, I didn't have as many bills, and I just said fuck it, and I.
I'd say anything over 3 hours first class is acceptable. But if you're just going to Florida, it's like a quick 3 hour flight.
Stancil, was that with you and your bitch? Did you splurge for your bitch? Was that the thing?
No, I was pre bitch.
Pre-bitch.
My gay cousin got married in LA in West Hollywood, to be exact. No big deal. So I figured fuck it. My mom felt bad she couldn't go. She paid for the hotel, so I had extra money. So I got first class. Stancil in first class. First row, seat 1A.
You went to Hollywood, Jim?
Fuck yeah.
What is
yep.
The flight was to Hollywood? Yeah, so
LAX. LAX.
Yeah, that's a terrible flight. That's 6.5 hours from Boston, from Logan. So probably 6 from wherever you
are. Just get hammered before you get on the plane and you sleep. Oh, go ahead.
I wasn't allowed on the plane back, actually. I keep forgetting about that. I never told this story. I was by myself, and they didn't let me on the plane back because I was so drunk.
Really?
Champion.
Yep.
Every once in a while, I find a reason.
Next thing I know, I just woke up on a bench in the airport and saw I had a different ticket.
Oh, dude, I don't. This is probably a boring story, but one time my best flight ever was Phoenix to Boston. One time when I was living there, and I ordered a beer, and the stewardess didn't bring me the beer for probably 30 minutes. So finally, they did another round. They go, do you like in backgrounds? So finally, she comes around for another round. She's like, E-Rock? Do you want anything? I go, I ordered a beer 30 minutes ago. So I didn't even complain, nothing. And like the head stewardess came over and was like, sir, all your drinks are free for the rest of the flight. It was so
fucking
sorry.
Fucking A.
And I got
loaded?
How? It's a 6.5 hour flight.
Yeah, man.
I mean, you've seen me crush 7 beers in an hour podcast. It was, yeah. I was destroyed. Made best friends with the old people in the row with me watching football. It was great.
I was flying from New Orleans to Houston. I was getting home from offshore one time. And when I landed in Houston, my dad said like he was caught up at the office. He wasn't going to be able to pick me up for a couple of hours. Yeah. I got so fucked up at the bar. I don't remember shit. I woke up at my dad's house. I was like, what happened? He was like, you were so goddamn annoying on the ride home. He was like, you kept trying to take me to get a haircut. And he was like, but you couldn't even fucking raise your head up. I'm like, oh, my God, next time be there on time. I don't know what to tell you.
It's your fault for not showing up, you piece of shit.
I mean, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to do?
You did this to me.
There's a bar. What do you want to say?
Yeah. Anyways, what else we got, boys? What the fuck?
Gentlemen, this background is maybe I've seen a lot of things on Twitter. And I can't shrink it. I don't know how to fucking do that shit yet, but I'll work it out.
Jody Shrunk.
Thank you. This says, her, if you think you're fucking me tonight, you're retarded. Me.
That is good.
That looks
That's
like
a good looking boy. Look at that guy. That guy's a good looking guy.
He looks half Down syndrome. That looks like Mark from Love on the Spectrum, the dinosaur guy.
It doesn't matter. It's my favorite fucking meme I've ever seen in my life. I look at it. I keep it on my phone so I can look at it every once in a while and go, I'm getting laid tonight and I'm going to be the retard that gets it.
Our guest just tried to join, so when he joins back, we'll hammer it with him for a minute, talk a little.
Pick him up.
Oh, do I need to do something nice for him? Hang on.
No,
just beep you.
Excuse me.
Pee-pee the frog. What are you doing there? Are you going skydiving? Is that what you?
I was in space.
It's like an MK.
I didn't see palm trees, dude. You weren't in space.
Vegas is the stratosphere has that free fall drop.
You look coked out of your fucking mind in that picture.
Because he was.
It was 4 o'clock in the afternoon, sir. I'll have you know. Probably whatever. We have the video.
You look like so angry. Yes. Yeah.
There was like, a very so sexy angry? Girl.
I need another fucking line before I jump out of this plane. God damn it.
There was a very sexy girl.
Skydiving on coke.
It was awesome. I don't know. It was awesome.
Sounds like
have you guys ever been skydiving for real?
I don't understand. Why would you just jump out of a plane?
Yeah, yeah, right. What's the fucking
why not?
Point? Hell yeah, dude. Fucking dumpster.
That looks like
hot tub.
That looks like a Massachusetts Christmas.
Yeah, that looks like a Philly thing.
That's a Philly thing.
Yeah, we don't have row houses. See the doors next to each other? We have triple deckers. We go
oh
up,
yeah. Total trash, right. I do upper
Philly Hurtful. Trash. Hurtful. Fez, where the fuck you think you're from fucking
Did you miss the beginning of the show? I'm in a terrible mood.
Lunch comes for me, bitch.
It's Christmas. Cheer up, Jim. Don't be such a Grinch.
Yeah, where's your Trulies? What's going on, buddy? What can I do for you?
Take a shot of tequila.
I'm just drinking straight tequila.
I need another beer.
Done. I'm done with everything, Victor. Don't make me rehash this.
I love you.
I'm gonna drink. Fuck you. Fuck it. I'll drink.
It makes me scared. I don't want Ski Mask to go fucking crazy. He's having a nice day. He's got a beautiful pink on. Nothing's going wrong.
Yeah, no, everything's good, man.
I'm fucking loving the studio, dude. I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, man. It's ready. We can't wait for you to come up and see it, man. It's gonna be a lot of fun. We'll have a little seating area with some bottles and shit.
My that's fucking brilliant. You want to make smoochies?
Oh, yes.
Christmas smooch, Victor? How about a Christmas smooch?
Stephen Farmer joins the show. He was one of my first guests ever.
Yeah, we're doing it purely for nostalgia reasons.
Exactly. But it was me and you and OVO Cool Cat who has since taking the hating me.
Cool,
what happened to that little fruit?
I don't know. He just stopped. He got mad.
Hey, Kevin.
Stop answering.
That's not a dig. I like OVO Cool Cat. It's just
Stephen Farmer is a big MLC fan. That's how we became acquainted on Twitter, and a Texas comic too. Now, Stephen, I send it in Eastern time just so you know because I live on the East Coast.
I just wanted to point out how stupid I am. Like I retweet day saying 4 p.m. Eastern, and I'm like, hey, check me out on 4 p.m. Central. I don't even look at it.
I even responded to it, and I was like, Eastern.
Well, I don't have it on my phone. I only do it on desktop. So.
Oh, gotcha. Well, that probably makes it for it easier, so you're not looking at it all the time, too.
Yeah, I do that with Facebook and everything. Yeah, so every idiot-proof thing you could have done to make sure that I was on Eastern still failed. That's how dumb I am.
Well, hey, not to say anything, but we're both from Texas, so I feel your pain.
Yeah, well, even worse, I'm originally from Arkansas. So.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Brutal.
You're a personality.
Yeah. What's going on, man?
Oh, you know, man, I just wanted to let Ski Mask know how far he's come. I just wanted him to remind him of what one of his first podcast guests were, just so you can see how great you're doing.
No, that's not it at all. You reached out the other day and said, dude, I'd love to come back on the show. I'll have you anytime, Steven. That was one of my favorite episodes, man. We talked to MLC for an hour, and a half.
Yeah, we talked some shit, man.
Now, what do you think about the current state of MLC with Chad and Patreon only and what's going on with everything?
Wait, what's going on with you and Chad? Are you guys like I miss so much of what's going on. So what's the current drama? Are you and Chad like antagonistic toward one another now?
Yeah, there's no. So he has me blocked on all platforms. I don't know why, because we made up after a fight. We've had three falling outs now where he'll make up and freak out. And this last time, he decided just to block after the makeup. So he made up with
Chad,
me and then blocked
me. No way.
Nah, no way. Chad's going to block. So I don't know. I think because Paul Finn's here, he has a show called Schema or Offensive now. He did the whole report over what's going on with Chad, an hour long. He went into deep detail about his fraud claims and everything. So because he's associated with the network, I think Chad was a little mad. And
Paul, did you leak the mugshot photos? Is that how it got?
No, I did. I did a expose on his entire arrest record.
You refuted a number of his claims when he came at you. So it's important. Nobody ever that was the whole thing about it. Like Chad came at you. When you were just like, what the fuck's going on, guy?
He threatened my six-month-old son at the time.
Made a whole bunch of claims and everything. And then you just said, okay, you want to talk? Let's talk. And
that's all it was. It's funny you guys brought him up because I have not even thought about him because I canceled MLC Patreon. I put in the note, Chad ruined MLC. Kevin, you're the man. And I canceled my Patreon after probably 3-4 years of being on them. I just can't do it anymore. The show's terrible with them on it. And, I haven't thought about him, heard any news about his arrest or his court or nothing today. You have an interactive background of yourself.
Jesus Christ, Victor.
So anyways, Teamster Tim in one of our many secretive group chats today was bringing up Chad. And I was curious, what is he up to? Jim, you listen to every MLC. Is he in jail yet?
No, but he continues to have.
Chad, like I haven't heard from him and he blocked me and I said what I had to say.
Well, let me say, Steven, we each have our own relationships with Chad. I don't have as big a problem with Chad as a Paul Fenz might have. I am a member of his Patreon.
He's such a pussy.
What's that, Paul?
You're such a pussy.
And support him. Video. I don't care. I hope he stole the wallets.
I hope he did too, so he goes to prison.
Well, I don't care. Good for him if he stole them.
Listen,
I love him.
Hold on. But you put up a video of you canceling his Patreon and then you secretly rejoined.
Yeah, I'm a mercenary.
Yeah, you know what? I was on Stancil's side for a second, but where's the video of you rejoining the Patreon?
Right.
Didn't I?
You're a pussy.
Where you go? I'm a comedy mercenary.
You know why?
Here's the thing, Paul. And this is even worse. I went to donate. I donated to his GoFundMe that got shut down. So I sent it back. So I figured I'd give him $3.
Did you watch the fucking episode? The guy's lying. Hold on.
Jimmy Kirk. Jimmy Kirk says Chad sent himself $8,000 and claimed it was from a fan.
Yeah, I mean that's probably made up. We'll shout out.
That's
Jimmy
so
Kirk.
But that's classic as fuck. He's trying to look like a good guy. Bad.
We need to wreck it real quick before we go off topic, or real fast. Can I go off topic? Jimmy Kirk is the official intern of Offensive, by the way. That's my boy.
Careful, Vic. Careful.
He does want us to ask Steven about what do you think about all these comics moving to Austin?
That's a good question, Jay.
Okay, here's the thing about moving to Austin. So all the like Austin that are in like the inner circle that used to get booked at Cap City before it closed down. I mean, it's a very like if you do comedy in New York, you would see it as kind of a Brooklyn kind of comedy kind of scene, like very like hipster-esque.
What? The alt it's comedy alt scene?
Hipster, very cutesy. They're always on top. Who said what's wrong and all that kind of shit. Yeah. And they all suck each other's dicks to get, you know, booked in certain rooms. So they're all not liking it. They're posting on rants how they don't want Joe Rogan and his, like, bros coming down here and fucking things up. Because they're big fish in a small pond. That's why they never move out of Austin, because they can't make it to New York or L.A.
So are they afraid that they're not going to be able to get time even in their own city now because all these bigger guys from L.A. and New York are moving there?
Yeah, but city closed down that used to let them do that. They're thinking it's not going to happen. But here's what's going to happen. Joe Rogan's opening a club. There's supposed to be a Helium opening up, and that's going to be like the new Cap City. That's going to be where like the hipster-esque comedy comedians who are doing.
So hopefully Cap City will still exist, but will it emerge as a bigger club than even such as the Helium? Because Cap City, anytime you hear Austin comedy, you think of Cap City.
Yeah, but it's gone for good. Like, it's done. Wow. So Helium's going to
Rogan and Helium.
Some of the people that were working at Helium are going to kind of move over there. Velveeta Room, which was like half of a comedy club, it's kind of like New York club.
Do you think it's going to be like? Do you think it's going to be like in New York? There is the Queens, like liberal kind of clubs that are like the Creek in the Cave.
That's all Austin
like that.
Was.
Where that Cap City will become that, I think. Where like Rogan's is going to become like more like the fucking Zanies or whatever. I don't know your hometown.
But here's the thing. So Cap City closed down, and everybody's like all sad at it. Only the people that got booked there. Everybody else was dancing on the grave. So Helium is going to be like the new Cap City, probably, because some of those people are moving.
All right. Yeah, that's right.
So now there's going to be more than just one scene, because those guys pigeonholed the entire scene. And if you wanted to do comedy and you weren't one of those people, you had to do nothing but bar shows, or they saw you as people like, oh, he does those bar shows out there. It was all that kind of shit. So
why does this happen in every city? There's a faggy alt scene full of hipsters that kind of like cancel people and take over one club. And then there's like the actual funny people that are. Well,
that was never it, Fenzie. That's a new shit. I'm old as fuck. I'm in my 40s.
Probably 10 years since probably like 2010.
Well, that was the shtick in Houston as well. They had the improv.
Every time,
which was
same
the
thing.
Club. And then now they only book big names who I don't even know, like basically urban comics at the improv. And you can attest to that. When's the last time they booked a white comic? I'll just say it. So the Secret Group opened up, and now they have real funny people. That's where they go. So now that they kind of had their club, the hipster is seen there. They're doing the bar shows. So every city's kind of different. And I'm
hipsters are too pussy to do bar shows, dude. They do their own open mics with their own.
Where people. It challenges them at all, and they because it makes it fucks up their identity of them being funny. They have to only perform to very improv giving audiences who are like, Then what?
Yes, and to quote the famous Brian McCarthy, they're all yes and.
I think Steve and Ski Mask, you could talk about this more than me, but I've been through Texas since probably 1999, and Austin used to be the best fucking town to go to, period. Town, like, there was no other place I wanted to go except
it's a
Austin.
Party town, you know.
That was
you got Sixth Street, and it's a long row of bars, and then a couple streets over you got the nice Capitol. It's very clean and nice,
dude. I used to be able to stay at the Driscoll for like $100 a night or $80 a night. I take that back. It was cheap. I remember staying there for a week, and it cost me $300, and I was like, this is the fucking coolest thing in the world.
But since then, it has become, like a lot of people say, the California of Texas, you know.
Right.
Very liberal.
Right.
I came back last year during my road trip, and my buddy had a place there. He's like, you're going to crash me. I'm like, no, I'm going to stay at one of the nice hotels on Fifth. Like, exactly get what you guys are talking about. And they were fucking bananas for the weekend. I could not believe the prices were like bigger than like Miami weekend prices.
Yeah.
You say bigger?
Yeah, it's always bigger in Texas, but like that was my fucking problem. I hadn't experienced the traffic boom. I hadn't been back in like 4 or 5 years, so I didn't realize what happened that fast to that town. And then we went out, and I was like, "Let's go to the club," and the comedy club sucked. It was good, but it wasn't what it was. Cap wasn't what it was before that. You know what I mean? This was January, I think. January-ish. Yeah. No, February, right after the Super Bowl. That's right. This guy's got
Victor, why is he so close? It's bothering me this whole time.
He's got to get bigger pants.
Two things. The pants. I don't understand the pants. Second of all, why is he that close to it? Why
you want to fucking go? Let's go.
Careful, Victor. Careful.
Isn't it crazy that that's a real person?
Why is he so close to water?
No, that's a problem.
He's a sweet boy. I'm sorry. Anyway, back to the story.
And who's he talking to? He's talking to somebody while doing this. Believe me, I've been watching this for a while.
He's not. He's
yelling at somebody.
He's got his camera. He's got
a
walkie.
Okay, so he's got a remote control in his left hand here, and he just throws it down.
There's also a duck like in the water, just chilling.
Here's the issue. He's acting like he's talking to somebody, but he's saying, "You want some? You want some more?"
Correct.
But there's nobody there. He's in the middle of the woods yelling at nobody.
He set up his own camera. He's a genius.
Right.
He wants to make it
seem like he has friends and he's hanging out with people. But look at a guy. He should just
put his diabetes needles on the end of the nunchucks.
Why not get it? What's the point of that shirt, really?
That's awesome. That's a medium. That's a large. Right?
You pull back your shirt 100 times a show. What are you talking about? What's up with the shirt?
Stan's shirts fit, though.
I don't. By the way, did you see how impressed the porn star was with me on Monday with my physique? I don't know. Watch the wet spot.
I need to watch that app.
Randy James. Shout out Randy. She was very impressed by my physique.
If you want really good examples of comedians that came out of Austin, do you see this guy that's always feuding with, what's his name?
Jake Flores.
Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis Gomez.
Flores is out of there?
No, Flores is from there. Yeah, because I listen to Cumtown. Yeah. He used to be good friends with Nick Mullen.
Nick Mullen was moving out.
He lived there, didn't he? He lived in Austin for a little while. That's where he met Jake, right?
When I started comedy, he was on his way out. I was there the night he got beat up by a guy for saying Ray is gay.
I was saying, for saying what's gay?
He said, these two bikers guys were at this improv comedy show for some reason. And Nick Mullen overheard them talking about Sugar Ray. And he said, Sugar Ray sucks. He said, what? He said, Sugar Ray sucks. He said, hey, don't talk about that Sugar Ray. He said, why not? They suck. So then the guy punched him and gave him a black eye.
Sick, dude.
Autistic Mullen is.
Mullen is that motherfucker is one of the funniest people on the planet. I'll go on record saying that.
And he's basically liberal.
He is. He's a pretty left guy that's fucking funny, dude.
What I love about Nick is that he proves that there's a way to be fucking funny and be and have that fucking perspective. You know what I mean?
Take politics out of it. He's just the fun. His autistic mind is just so fucking. Someone needs to study him when he dies. Like Junior Seau shot himself in the chest. Nick, if you ever listen to this, shoot yourself in the chest when you inevitably commit suicide.
Nick, don't do that.
His stand-up's okay. It's pretty good. I've seen a few clips of it.
Sounds great.
Just him, just his podcast and his brain is. I've never heard anything like it. It's
he's
so
way
funny.
Better at that because everybody would tell me about Nick Mullen, about how fucking funny he was, and then I would watch his stand-up. I was like, this is like okay, but I don't see what
it's
the big
pretty
deal.
Average. It's not bad, but it's not like next level. Yeah,
like he's so like irreverent in real life and on Twitter. But then you see a stand-up, it's just like anybody else's stand-up. There's nothing like that unique about it.
Yeah.
And then aside from like a couple of like way he describes people, kind of reminds you of his podcast, but that's about it. It's like, oh, some gothic girl with fat hands. I'm like, oh yeah, that's Nick.
Well,
Seth Dickfield. Remember that Seth Dickfield character he had?
Oh my God, Seth Dickfield. That's a real guy.
That guy ran the Austin comedy scene when I moved here. Seth Cockfield. He ran it.
His name is Seth Cockfield. Repeat that, Steven. This is his government name.
Amazing.
Seth Cockfield.
That's his real name.
Nick made a character of him on his podcast and just called him Seth Dickfield and just made fun of him because he was such a douchebag.
Danielle makes a good point. She says, I wish they would have studied Elvis's corpse.
You know what's funny? When Steven said the story about how the biker guys beat up Mullen because they said Sugar Ray is gay, all I pictured was me at a comedy club and someone saying Elvis is gay. And then
Elvis is gay.
Steven,
your thoughts. You think Elvis was gay?
Tied it all together like that.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about what use of gay? Are we talking about homosexual gay?
Was he homosexual?
Do you think he had a penis in his mouth or his asshole?
Did he ever have homosexual relations with any man?
I think it could be possible with the stuff we're discussing.
Yes. Yes.
Listen to me. Stancil and I have had many conversations naked, and this is important to understand. Gay is the new straight one. That's
hell yeah.
I'll say that for decades.
That's junk. Don't listen to anything this
I feel like if he was gay at all, it was like a straight way. Like he just fucked a dude in his ass. He didn't suck.
I'll accept that. Number two.
Kiss or make out, you know, he just
I feel like he probably had a penis in his mouth. I mean,
no, yes. I don't think
you,
ever.
You go so long, like for sure. He had any woman that he wanted, he probably got tired of it and he wanted to try out some cock.
Yes, no, I see
that.
Your
is
argument.
It, ski mask. That
no,
is
no, no.
it.
Listen,
yes, ski
I
mask.
See you guys' argument, and that works with like Magic Johnson or like Eddie Murphy, because that was like a little more accepting to suck a cock in the 80s and the 90s or whenever that happened.
Hey, everybody, why don't you get your ski mask dick over here? Yeah, it's putting in my mouth.
We're talking about the 50s and 60s. Dude, ski, we're talking about the 50s and 60s where like, it's like how Russia is now where they can't even fathom someone being gay because that's just not a thing in their culture. You know what I mean?
No, Paul. Sense? He was. You're kind of on the right track, but you're in the wrong heading. He Poor was. Dick. It was back in the day. You've seen the videos of all the women just creaming all over their jeans. There's no way after a year of just running through them, he's just done with it, and he started, you know, getting pounded in his fat, sandwiched, eating ass.
I'll bet my life on it, dude. I'll die on this hill.
We'll both die on hills.
Mask is characterized it perfectly.
What?
You fucking enough. You know what? Fuck you. I had two drinks.
Can you change your background?
I'm sorry, sir. I haven't had any.
Please change your background.
I haven't had anything to eat tonight, so my cocktails have been starting to get to me. As per usual, my glucose is getting fluctuated here. I can't really handle much.
You old faggot.
Accurate. And anyway, Jesus Christ. If you fuck enough stuff, you
why are you 40 years older in your video?
Yeah, dude.
Is that you or not?
That's the beginning of the pandemic. I was sending that to this chick. I was trying to get her to fuck me out.
I think the pandemic may have been.
How did that work out?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm 60.
Hey, I got so much alcohol. I got Black Label. I got Crown Apple. It's all going
to the good stuff. Black Label.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
Black Label. Wow. Talking about a blackout.
Can't even spring for green.
So anyways, Elvis isn't gay. Nick Mullins a genius. Next. What do we got?
Elvis is gay.
Next. Next. I'm sorry.
Next.
Steven, I hate that you had to join so late.
I am so sorry, Steven.
Would you like to come on again next Wednesday?
Yeah. We'll make
like
it
we
up.
Had originally planned.
I know what the verdict is on the guy, like Paul's research. How guilty is Chad with 35 charges?
Tons. Guilty as ever.
Mine is 1,000% guilty.
What
did he do? Exactly.
Go
ahead, Paul. Let him know. Go ahead, Paul. Go ahead, Paul.
Stole wallets out of lockers at a what's it called? A gym, and basically used the credit card a bunch of times or multiple credit cards.
Got caught on camera using the card.
Camera witnesses possession of it. I mean, he is so fucking guilty; it'd make your head spin.
But
I left it at that.
Well, my whole thing is this is Juarez, by the way. I walked across El Paso. You have to pay $1 to actually cross the
bridge. We were just talking about Juarez before you came in here.
Look at that.
And the woman goes, what's your business in Mexico? And I said, I just want to walk over and see it. And she goes, why? I'm like,
did you go to a donkey show?
I've never walked over. I've flown to Mexico. I've never walked. I literally walked over, spent like 30 minutes.
You
and walked
pulled
back.
Did you not go? You didn't go to a donkey show? You didn't go to a donkey show?
I had to get to the next casino. Oh my God, I hate myself for being an addict, but I had to get to the next casino.
There's no casinos in Texas.
That is
you fucking degenerate.
That is damning. You liar. You walked to Mexico to go to a casino and you just tried to play it off like you wanted to see it.
You know,
there's no casino. There's no casinos in Texas.
There was cockfights. I walked into Juarez and all of a sudden I pulled my dick out and they were like, let's fight. No, my point was, though, that the Mexican lady couldn't believe I wanted to go to Juarez. And when I got back, the American guy was like, what'd you do in Juarez? I'm like, I just walked over to see
Look,
it.
If you go to Juarez or Tijuana, you have to go to a donkey show, okay?
I should have. I didn't have time. It was
$5.
$5.
You go in and you watch a chick get fucked by a donkey. It's the most craziest thing you've ever seen, but it happens.
Do you think they do that at 9:30, though, or no?
Yes, there's donkey shows going on right now in Juarez, Mexico, guaranteed.
Now I'm upset.
I'm a Mr. Hands loyalist. I refuse to watch any other equestrian animals. All right,
Mr.
Hands. Mr. Hands, hey, the Arabian Stallion. Mr. Hands, the Arabian Stallion from the Enum Claw Animal Resort in Washington State, who fucked Kenneth Pinion to death in the ass on video. Shout out to Mr. Hands.
There's no
good egg.
No, it's Jim. It's his buddy's fault too. He should have had a better grip on the
amen
horse's hind legs.
True. I have a. I have a couple video, quick videos I would like to share.
Go ahead, share the videos, and we're gonna wrap up soon.
Yeah, I know we're wrapping up. Soon. Oh, I can't share, sir.
Hold on. Why hold are on. You new background?
I'll,
like
I'll
me,
give it
bitch.
To you right now. I'll give it to you right now. Hold on.
Because Steven would know this. So there's a man, a fan of MLC, a Ring of Honor member, and a friend named Andrew Kempe.
Yes.
Who shared a, he's Australian. So
Bogan motherfucker.
He has a ethnic disability. But I wanted to share these videos and see what you guys think of this, because it's really disgusting. Now it's bordering on, my point of this is I think we need to cancel. I think we might have to cancel Andrew Kempe.
That's Vegemite.
Oh my God! Why? What? Oh, he's putting bologna on his foot.
He's putting bologna on his foot, on his cracked foot. Now right. There's another video.
I met a man in Bombay.
He's putting Vegemite on his crack.
Some of this.
Oh my God!
And do you guys remember the night we all had a Zoom call just to like shoot the shit?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I took like a toothpaste sized dollop on the tongue because I had never opened it after like a year. I couldn't get the taste out of my mouth for, I'm not shitting you, 8 hours. That shit is disgusting. I don't know how they eat that.
And this is an MLC Ring of Honor member. It's a bit concerning that these are the other people that we're aligned
this
with.
This is who gives Kevin money. And I feel bad for not supporting Kevin, but I hate Chad so much that I just can't.
Steven, what do you think?
Well, Chad'll be gone soon. I can't look at that because
the
I can't
second have- Chad's gone, I'm going back. I was a Patreon for like 3 years.
Why can't you look at it? Why can't you look at it?
Steven says Chad will be gone soon.
I heard. I wish it was true.
It's just a foot with fucking cracks, and he's.
I wish I could stop seeing this.
Yeah, can you stop sharing?
All right, Steven, why can't you look at that?
I've never been into disgusting stuff. I can't handle it.
Yeah, I don't like it either, Steven.
That's
what I'm saying.
Real foot.
Mineral. Now you got this on top of it. It's just like it's too much. It's like a layer on a layer.
Well, now wait a minute.
Thank you,
Steven. You said something I like there. I want you to expound on it, as they say. You said Chad is not long for this world, or MLC at least. Go. I like that.
Well,
go
he just ahead. Said. Well, Paul just said that he's obviously guilty, so he's not going to be on too much longer. If he obviously.
Yeah, but who knows if he'll actually get time or not?
Oh, I actually received a DM from a guy named.
Oh yeah,
Biker.
Someone. Yo, same thing.
He said so. The first court date is actually early February. So.
I got a. Did wow. you got a you got
breaking
a,
news?
Did you get a DM from a certain? Starts with a G, one of our fans.
Yes.
Yeah, he sent me the same DM about his court date in February. And, like, I don't give a fuck. I said what had to be said. If he goes to jail, hilarious. If he doesn't, whatever. He's still guilty.
Here's my thing. I don't care about unfunny
people. Period. End.
All research went in and made Chad, like, that was, like, the thing that put him behind bars. Like, they didn't know.
They
start
so
showing
quickly.
Finn's a show.
If they, at his trial, show my podcast in any faculty.
That would be the greatest thing ever.
I will
Exhibit
come
a.
in 30 seconds.
Exhibit A.
Offensive.
Paul Fenn's. Offensive
episode.
As you can see, attorney at law, Paul Fenn's. Look at his suit. He is displaying the evidence.
Yeah, I forgot you wore a suit in that episode.
Dude, I got fucking thousands of dollars worth of suits in the closet. I busted one out for the first time since quarantine. No more fucking car seals. Those things are collecting dust. You know what I mean? I had to throw on the old Calvin Klein.
That would be so MLC if, because, you know, MLC is a show about the show, right? We all agree.
Yes.
We're all fans.
Pretty much.
It would be great if the show about a show and the co-host got arrested because a fan made an expose. Oh, God. What a dream. Kevin, this is the best thing that happened to Kevin this year. Yeah. Chad, happy Merry Christmas.
His numbers
Kevin.
Are going up steadily.
Oh, so Kevin will never fail.
He's doing something right. Even in the worst of times, he'll still have like 400, 500 fucking diehards, you know?
Mary, you're going to say Steven.
What's up, Steve?
You got any
plugs? He's had some of the biggest guests he's ever had on recently. And also, something I find really interesting about Chad, like, he'll just randomly like some of my Instagram photos. He's, like, not following me. I've never followed him recently, but I don't know how why he just likes some of my Instagram
fucking
photos.
Strange.
He's a creep. He's a creep.
He's an alcoholic.
He can't live with himself, so he surfs everybody who subscribes to Kevin's Patreon, and he looks at their profiles. And
dude, when I know we're signing off.
So that they will sign up for his Patreon.
When I found out that he was messaging, like, quote-unquote fans, like people that followed Kevin and were in, like, iUniverse, and being like, hey, this is Chad. If you could just subscribe to my Patreon, I'm only, like, 40. It's like, oh, just fucking blow your brains out, dude. Just blow them.
It was
right
funny
off.
You say that, Paul. I logged into an Instagram, which I never do, and I had a DM from a Chad today from weeks ago about that same exact message.
Oh, my God. Save it for Wednesday. Steven, we'll see you Wednesday. You're going to come back on
brother.
The show.
Yeah,
fuck
yeah.
Since we've got our times a little mixed up, you're always a great guest. You know MLC. You know the media and what our world consists of. One of the first guests ever on Ski Mask Collective, which is now Ski Mask Media because we have so many shows. Four shows. That's it. Boys, plug the shows.
Sports Mass Collective. We recorded, was it last night or two nights ago? Either way, it's out. Is it? What week is it? What day is it? Yeah, we recorded on Tuesday. We recorded. Yeah, so that's out.
2 days.
That's it. At Stancil Gym.
We got The Offensive. Go watch the, I did it back to back because of the tooth. Go watch Coop the Man. Go watch Weave. I had the famous hacker Weave on. He was fucking great. Go watch that shit. I'm a good Catholic, so we're not recording Christmas, which is, you know,
fuck you,
faggot. Usually we do Thursdays. It's Jesus's birthday. I refuse to record. Maybe I'll do something this weekend. Maybe not. We'll see. Keep you posted. And then twitch.tv/PaulFens and Paul_Fens on Twitch. I mean, on Twitter.
Steven, what do you got?
I got my YouTube channel. I make a new comedy sketch or something every week. Numbers have been slowly going up. And I got my new fitness book coming out, 9010fitness.com. Go to that. And the book's going to be released on Amazon maybe like a week or two. So
that's right.
Out.
We
got to talk about that.
We got to get you on the.
Yeah, get him back on next week, brother.
We got to get you on the fit mask.
Oh, that's
yes.
It. That's what he reached out for. He said, hey, I see you got a fitness show now. I want to be a part of that. So, yeah, Steven, we'll have to have you on that. And other than that, Ski Mask Collective on Twitter.
Wait, Victor, what about Victor?
Victor, what are you plugging, or are you just plugging that?
Yeah,
dude,
he's got
to pay
your background. LFG.
First off, Stencil, why are you gay?
Why are you gay?
Is that the great doctor?
Why are you gay? What are you gay?
I wish I was.
Is that the great Dr. Martin Semper right there? Why are you gay?
There's this African show. Whatever. I can't.
His name is the famous Dr. Pastor Martin Semper.
Six of one, half a dozen of the other.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I have a show, regularfund.com, LFG. Thank you, Jim Stancil, for getting some of it, but you suck because you don't know anything about me because you hate me, whatever.
Victor, you want a show on Ski Mask Media?
Boy, would I. That being said, my dick show is currently on Regular Fun Media. I have my own we might be Empire Media combatants, although you're...
Empire Mixtapes.
Although
that shit.
Although you're killing me in many ways. I heard your dick's bigger too, but whatever. It is.
You heard correct.
Okay, so what are you plugging again?
Yeah. Are you
Let's
plugging my dick?
Fucking go!
All right, LFG.
By Victor Marco.
Check that out.
Go on YouTube. I'm so sorry for talking out loud. Everybody,
don't
please
apologize, Victor.
Merry Christmas. Steven, you're a gem. I love